amended comprehensive zoning map from a MR medium density residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying southeast of Road 346A, 3,100 feet east of Road 346, to be located on 79.432 acres, more or less. That public hearing was held on March 31st of 2005. County Council held a public hearing on this application on April 19th of 2005. The report before you, several pages of the public hearing record of the commission action, page 6. On March 31st, 2005, the commission deferred action after public hearing. On May 12th of 2005, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated that he was walked and inspected the site, that he listened to the tape recording of the public hearing, that he inspected some mitigation sites, that he is still concerned about evacuation, that evacuation will clearly cause trespass and impacts on adjacent properties, that he has a safety concern about the timber bridge and fires, that he has concerns about the future maintenance of the bridge and the use of preservatives, and that the bridge does not compare in magnitude to the bridge referenced at Ellis Point. Mr. Gordy stated he has also had a problem with the length of the bridge and the impact on wetlands. Mr. Allen and Mr. Wheatley agreed with both Mr. Smith and Mr. Gordy. Mr. Smith therefore stated that he would move that the commission recommend denial of change of zone 1572 for Riverview LLC based on the record and for the following reasons. One, through the PLUS process, the state has expressed concerns about the potential impacts to the environment if the project moves forward. Two, the project is not located in a county maintained or operated sewer district. Three, the purpose of an RPC is to create superior living environments and to utilize design ingenuity. In this case, neither has been established. The design appears to have the primary goal of establishing as many homes as possible in a very limited upland area of a parcel. Four, the project is only one means of ingress egress via a timber bridge. Although the applicant has stated that emergency ingress egress could occur over neighboring properties, there may not actually be feasible depending on how the neighboring property is used. And they reference fence, irrigation, ditches, substantial crops, etc. Five, the access bridge will create a noise nuisance to neighboring homeowners and any owners of homes within the project. Six, on the 72.4 acre site, only 16.18 acres of land is upland. The rest are state and federal wetlands. The upland portion of this project has no direct access to a county road. The wetlands will be significantly disturbed by the need to provide access to the uplands for 72 homes. Seven, the subdivision ordinances are incorporated into the Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation on an RPC application. Mr. Smith does not feel that the following considerations of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. A, minimal use of wetlands and floodplains. B, preservation of natural and historic features. C, provisions for sewage disposal. D, provisions for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and to adjacent ways. E, effect on area roadways and public transportation, and F, effect on area waterways. Finally, 8, the proposed MRRPC is not in accordance with the goals of the 2002 comprehensive plan update because it does not represent growth directed to an area where public infrastructure and services are available, and it is not designed to protect the existing natural environment's ability to accept the development. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
So you're saying this is a project with a bridge, correct?
Pardon?
This is a project that has a bridge.
Yep. I brought a copy of one of the site plans just to give you a little jog of memory.
bridge still part of the process?
No, that, we can pull the bridge out.
This is 346A. Pick me up.
Yes.
And this is the road through the woods and then across the wetlands to the 16-acre portion of uplands within the 79-acre site.
What was the amount of homes asked for? 75, is it?
72. 72.
72 single-family condominium-type units. They would be built like a residential subdivision. The units are close together, but they're all single-family units.
Mr. Lang, and I hate when we deny, I mean, when we defer on things, because I forget, but jogging my memory back here, looks like that there was opposition and Plus had some comments about it, but it seemed like most of the comments were about the bridge.
The biggest concern was the impact on wetlands, and the primary reasoning of that was the bridge.
If
fear of fire was referenced because of the bridge, if there were a fire on a bridge, it would separate the development from access on 346A. For the benefit of council, since I read the negative based on the recommendation of the commission.
And that was about
I made copies of the findings of fact and the conditions of approval recommended by the app.
Being this is an RPC, we can put stipulations on it, can't we?
Yeah. Sure you can.
And I guess that'd be an unfair question to ask you what your opinion is, but if we took the bridge out and said that they had to get land access, that would change, I'm sure, some of the opinions of the state and maybe the commission also.
It would reduce the impact, Dale, on the environmental concerns of going over the wetlands.
Right.
Right. The bridge, right? And anybody, like, we've had such a dry period, and Lauren, I mean, these two guys will know it. One cigarette going over that railing in that grass, you could have had fires going in all directions.
I agree.
But, yeah, that'd be...
I think, Mr.
It's
Cole...
It's the bridge, yeah.
Weren't they in negotiations with the lady that owned the land that...
Well, that was one option. I mean, that's their option.
She was...
That'd be the only option.
Yeah, they've talked to her, but I don't know how much negotiating was going on, but that's their option. Yes, Dale.
Can we pull that... Can we make that a stipulation that they cannot use the bridge as access? It would have to be land access?
You can't build a bridge, right?
Well... We need to make that a stipulation, though. I mean,
right.
In the comments that were made by the applicant before council on April 19th, and just in summation, it's in your minutes. At the Plus meeting, both Denrick and the county recommended that alternative access be considered. Right. That such an alternative access would have to cross the adjacent lands owned by Barbara Murray, who was the objector at that time. That Riverview LLC had been attempting to acquire access over the Murray property for some time, either through an easement, purchase, or trade, but they have not been able to reach an agreement for the alternative access. I mean, that's just addressed right in your minutes. It wasn't as specific, I don't believe, in the commission minutes. But
there was also a concern, if I read this correctly, that the Planning and Zoning Commission was concerned that it appeared to be that they were trying to jam as many homes as they could on a small piece of ground in an environmentally sensitive area. So that's another consideration.
So what were they allowed by right? 65 then?
It's zoned MR.
It's zoned MR, and you deduct all the state wetlands, and there's no commercial, and you've got some dedicated streets, and you'd have to calculate it out based on the net. And it would be probably more than what they requested, being 72.
No, they could get more.
It's in the way the calculation works.
Oh, yeah, but
you only take out state wetlands. You don't take out federal.
Well, I know, but logically they can't subdivide and build on the wetland, freshwater wetlands, because it's too. They just stay out of it. I mean, they just don't do it. So they got 16 buildable acres.
Yeah, I'm just looking in a minute to see if it referenced it, but I don't think it was.
If you add the gross, but
no, I'm just saying that the way the calculation works in RPC is you take the gross and deduct the wetland state.
Under an MR subdivision, what could they put there with single family homes? What do you think there? That's what it's.
If it was subdivided and met the requirements of a 10,000 square foot lots as an MR subdivision.
Right.
You're going to get
and they'll stay out of the freshwater.
About 3.8 to 4 units per acre.
On the 16, only on
the 16.
On the 16, right. So it would be considerably less.
So what's that calculation be?
They're building a single family home under the
RPC.
Multi-family type of what we permit. Don't ask me why, but we permit a single family home and call it a multi-family. So that's where they're using a little end run. But if you put a MR subdivision in there on the 16 acres, which is where they can only build and put the lots, you're not going to get 65. Not with that crazy shape, 16 acres. Because it's surrounded by fresh and state wetlands.
Calculated.
So everybody's on the same page. Is there a consensus then to take the bridge out of the... take the bridge out of the access only?
That's a bad precedent to set again.
Why is it a bad precedent, Mr. Cole?
No, to support the bridge.
Oh.
I agree. You know, I agree with you.
Oh,
I agree with that.
Good, we agree on something.
Yeah, no, we do. Bridge is bad.
Is there a consensus to remove the bridge? Mr. Dick, I got three there. Okay, the bridge is gone. That was the main concern, Mr. Smith and P&Z, with the bridge and went across and disturbing the wetlands and federal versus 4-4.
If they don't come to agreement with Barbara Murray, it's a dead issue anyhow.
Great. Now the number of calculation for the number of homes.
So, Lawrence, how would you word that bridge? Where would the bridge wording be in this?
The bridge.
Who are we looking at? Which finding of facts, gentlemen, are we looking at?
Well, what I presented in my statements was based on the commission recommendation to deny, and with their reasons for denial. What I also provided to council was a copy of the findings and the recommendation of conditions offered by the applicant during public hearing with council. That would be the 5 pages that I've passed out.
Now, let me clarify this. We got here, it's not in a county maintained or operated sewer district. Is that a true statement? From P&Z's?
It was at the time of the public hearing, which was over a year ago.
Okay, well, is it still?
I'm not sure which sewer district extension is.
Not the area.
Not in a sewer district yet.
Not in any. It's not still area. Not
in
the sewer district.
Right, area. Okay. It's in
a so that's
area.
A trick because the developers' comments make it sound as if there are. It is in a central sewer system, which it is not.
It's in a private.
Right, but I'm just saying under his proposed findings of fact, if we're going to use some of those, we might want to make sure that they're correct. Now he says central sewer facilities and capabilities are available. Yeah, but they're not available to this site. They're available somewhere, but I don't know if it's a vague word. We ought to just strike all that. Because it's not in a sewer district.
It is in a private sewer district.
I don't know anything about private. It's not in a county. It's not in one that we recognize that I know of. It's in a Tidewater. It's in the Tidewater Water District. Not Tidewater doesn't have any that I know of sewer districts.
Yes, they do. It is in a private sewer district.
Well, anything can be a private. Any piece of ground can be private sewer, Bob.
It's actually in the South Coastal Area Planning Study. The change of zone is located within the Holtz Landing planning area boundaries. And that's, to the best of my knowledge, is still current, still factual. That's based on the comments received from engineering.
So, Dale, do you have any suggestion on which findings we use here? Are you looking? We can't be all looking at two different pages here or whatever. So
what you would be looking at would be the conditions at the end of the findings.
The last two pages.
Of our planning and zoning?
What Mr. Lank handed out earlier. Since planning and zoning recommended denial, there were no positive conditions. So what Mr. Lank has handed out to you is the conditions proposed by the applicant. Those are the only conditions we have to look at today. But you'd be looking at number 15 regarding the bridge, and that would need to be modified. Do you want me to suggest some form of wording?
Well, it's something if we're going to take that out.
Okay, well, it would. Here's something that you could consider. Vehicular access shall be by a road constructed to county standards on the applicant's property or by an or by an easement approved by the county attorney over lands of an adjoining owner. Those would seem to be the options that would be available if you struck the bridge.
Vehicular access constructed to county standards or easement over adjoining property.
Well, access shall be, vehicular access shall be by a road constructed to county standards on the applicant's property or by an easement over approved by the county attorney over lands of an adjoining owner. As it's possible, they could get approvals to build the road on their own property, but they're going to impact more acres of wetlands by doing that probably than a bridge that would just have pilings at various points. But that would, if they can't get approval of the right. state to do that.
Federal wetlands is what they got a problem with, I think, getting into it.
That sounds fine to me.
If you're only looking at that specific condition, before you make a motion, I'd like to also get you to give consideration to deletion of another one.
Okay.
If you go in support. See what you do for it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
The commission has had problems with number 10. Reference site preparation, site disturbance, et cetera, whereby they post bond for the Senate for the site disturbance work for the conservation district. Commission had several problems that taking place before they have proof. But that allows it to be done before they have final proof.
What do you recommend in terms of
deletion of number 10?
Or are you just saying there's
just strike it?
You saying on page?
Are you talking about
under the condition number 10?
Where'd you find that one?
Next to the last page at the bottom.
Pages.
All right. The second one here.
All right.
Yep.
I think it's
real long.
I'm gonna delete that.
No,
delete
all of it.
The whole paragraph.
Number 10.
What's that do on?
It allows for the applicant to post bond guarantee in the site work before they have final approval.
Oh, that let them get in early.
We've had some problems with necessarily this applicant, but others.
Well, they might flip it. And it could condition. Be another applicant. Right.
So delete number 10. What was the other
one? So then we got 14.
Okay.
10 becomes 9. Great. Or no, 11.
No, 11 becomes
10. 11 is 10. 11, 12, 13. And we got 14.
I got it. Fine.
Okay.
The papers.
Now, is there still any concern about the 72 units, which is again maximizing that 16 acres? That's quite a bit. They're single-family homes they're proposing.
Now, weren't they in clusters of 4 or 5, like you've shown there, with some spacing between? They don't look like there's. Each unit is detached from the other.
They are. That's what they say there. That's how they describe them.
I think it's single-family clusters of condominiums.
Single-family detached condominium homes. What they've done is...
If I did use the word detached, I didn't intend to.
They're detached.
They are spaced, I believe.
That's not what the plan shows.
No, I've got the plan right here, too, but this is larger.
Yeah,
they're detached, Jim.
There's groups of four.
They're actually spaced.
Oh, between them?
Yep.
Okay.
What they did, they built the four... There's a in a what we call pods of 165 foot length, and they're spaced, just minimal, but they are spaced.
All space between them.
I have no multifamily structures.
Okay.
They're all spaced. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. Mr. Lank says they can get at least that many, but if they can't when they go to lay it out, then they won't get that many.
Is awful in
their motion does in their condition not motion but in their number one it does say these are single family detached condominium units. That's correct. It doesn't appear so on that scale because they look like lines.
Okay.
So what's the difference if we put it at 65?
They can't get that. I mean 65 at a 4 units to the acre and at 16 acres of land is that'd be a bonus because that's not even taken out for roads and everything else. They'd be lucky to get that.
Well, it's four. If you went for the full four units per acre, your multiplier would be 4.356. That's deducting nothing. That'd be the
right, in an MR subdivision, they'd be lucky to get.
In an MR subdivision at 10,000 square foot.
Which is what it's zoned.
What's the acres, Mr.?
The acres of uplands was
of the entire parcel.
Oh, the entire parcel, 79.432 acres.
They're only asking for 72?
And that's right. And they're
more than an acre per unit.
No, it's a lot of, you're adding into wetlands, your state wetlands, freshwater wetlands. You might even, Vance, you might even be giving them a bonus for some bay, some water.
Is there anything in our code, Mr. Lang, that says we can't calculate utilizing the entire parcel?
No, what I tried to say twice earlier was that you have a gross acreage, you deduct the state wetlands, you deduct the dedicated streets, and you divide by 10,000 square feet.
Are they being taxed on the wetlands, or are those taxes exempt from?
No, once they record a site plan showing that they are state wetlands, then the assessment office would deduct those wetlands out of the assessment.
What meets our ordinance?
To a lesser amount. I don't know by total or not.
What meets the ordinance?
What, the number?
Yeah.
I haven't sat down and calculated that because I don't know what we haven't looked at. Is it the 72 would meet the requirements based on the RPC calculation?
Right. But gentlemen, it's an MR subdivision.
George is implying that if it were an MR subdivision where they've got 10,000 square foot lots, you're not going to get 72 units.
No.
But it's not.
But it's zoned MR.
Huh?
Because it is zoned MR.
But that's not the application.
No, no, I'm just trying to.
That's not what we're talking about.
We're not pulling stuff out of the air. You're giving them. What you shouldn't.
Yeah, we are pulling it out.
You shouldn't give them any more than, Dale, you shouldn't be able to give them any more than they are due. They're only due about 4 units to the acre, and by the time he calculates that in an MR subdivision, they can't get 65.
RPC.
I know what they're asking for because they're still building a single family detached unit in probably the most environmentally sensitive little piece of ground we've seen in a long time, and they're maximizing it because they're using a little loophole in our thing. They're asking for something, and we're giving it to them.
Mr.
All
Lang,
they are allowed is MR.
This MR RPC meet our ordinance, and would 72 units meet our ordinance in the calculation of density? Yes or no?
Yes, it would.
Thank you. All right, let's go.
Sure. Don't you have about 16 point something acres of upland?
16.18.
Well, if you multiplied that times the 4.3, which is a multiplier for MR, you'd end up with like 68.8. So it's pretty close.
That's why I'm saying central 65. Sewer.
Well, he was just saying that in
they don't have central. They don't have central sewer, Jim. They don't have central sewer.
It's in a plan, a study area. They're hoping to get it.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Jim.
Their condition number 4 put that condition on them.
Yes.
That development shall be served as part of Sussex County sanitary sewer system in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department
specs. All right,
regulations. But they do answer that.
We've saved housing with additional density. We've saved open space with additional density. We'll save the environment with giving them a little extra density.
Let's they consider some moderate priced housing in there. We can give them a little more, Mr. Cole.
You better buy one of these. Get a good view. You can see my house. I'll be looking at you with binoculars.
Okay, Mark, where are you at with these conditions then?
He'd be afraid to come out of his house.
Delete number 10 and delete 15, right? There.
I'd like to see what he looks like in the morning.
Delete it. Number 10 has been in a discussion.
Can you see him walking around in short pants? Can you see him in short pants?
Who wears short pants?
Whose legs haven't seen the light of day in 30 years?
Mr. Lang, are you deleting 10? Come on, let's get moving on.
Big glare coming across that bag.
Come on, we got to move. What?
Fish would die.
Are you insinuating I walk on water?
I said the fish would die.
All right, now, you deleted 10 and deleted
crabs
15.
Would go back in their holes.
Cole, come on.
The discussion of council
be
has been.
They'd never harden.
Give me, Mr. Cole.
Sorry.
Discussion has been with council that we delete number 10, delete number 15, and replace number 15 with Mr. Griffin's recommendation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that, read that back to us.
Vehicular access shall be by a road constructed to county standards on the applicant's property or by an easement approved by the county attorney over the lands of an adjoining owner.
Okay. Okay, that's a new number 15 replacement.
Okay.
You read the fact.
It actually be a new 14.
Yeah, I mean. A new 14, excuse me. We deleted 10, that made it. Yeah. Okay, now we have 14 conditions. We deleted the original number 10. We had deleted number 15 and added 14 back.
Modified.
Yeah. Vehicle or access to county standards by easement lands of the or easement lands of the adjacent owner. And you read the facts of finding. Any further questions, gentlemen?
Oh, let's go.
Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MR medium density residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential planned community. Certain parcels of land lying in being Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 79.432 acres, more or less.
Mr. Jones.
I make the motion we approve CZ 1572 with the modifications that Mr. Rogers just put into the record.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Dukes. Second by Mr. Phillips. To approve change of zone number 1572, Riverview LLC. We've read the facts and findings. We deleted 10, and we deleted 15 and made a new 14. And the vehicle access would have to go through the by county standards or an easement of the land of the adjacent owner. Any questions? If not, call for the vote, Mr. Cole.
Please state your reasons.
State your reasons.
Yes, I'd be glad to. My the project's in the environmentally sensitive district. The project maximizes the number of units that would be permitted in an MR zoning category. As an MR subdivision, the lots would be larger. There'd be less homes, less runoff, less impact on the adjoining wetlands, less people, less everything. That would be more environmentally sensitive than approving a project where the homes are closer, which would produce more runoff and potentially other impacts on the neighboring agricultural uses and the environmentally sensitive wetland areas. My vote's no.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips.
With the conditions imposed by council, I believe that it will answer a lot of the concerns that were raised at the public hearing and by planning and zoning. Exclusion of stipulation number 4 guarantees that it will be part of a sanitary sewer system in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specification and regulations. 79 acres in play and only 72 units being proposed. It certainly is not a significant increase in overall density. To the contrary, at 4 units per acre, it's extremely low density. I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones.
If you look at the conditions that we had before us and what we talked about, I think the concerns, if you look at the minutes, that number one, it would be the central sewer versus a private unit, and then number two, the bridge was certainly a big concern as far as environmental. I think we've addressed both those issues with our conditions and the way we modified them. So my vote is yes also, Mr. President.
Mr. Dukes?
I don't know why our discussion gets into what a MR subdivision is when that's not what the application is applied for. He applied for an MRRPC, and that's what our discussion should be based upon. And taking the bridge out and the other modifications and the 14 stipulations that's on it, my vote is yes.
CZ 1572, the Review LLC, we've addressed, I believe, all the concerns where they've been addressed that planning and zoning recommended denial for, mainly being the bridge and the environmental area, and they have to meet all the agency approvals and with the conditions, with the facts of findings that we've imposed upon the applicant. My vote would be yes. Motion passed. Next is, yes, sir.
Mr. Rogers, After Mr. Shade, I'd like to ask council if we would table energy management purchase presentation from Mr. Hudson till next week, and then if we could go into executive session and then come back out of executive session and go into the grants to we have some people here for the executive session, so we don't delay their schedule, and then we'll come back and finish the agenda. That'd be all right.
Yeah, and if we get jammed up, we can do grants this afternoon.
We can do the grants this afternoon. It'd just take a few minutes.
Okay. With that, Mr. Frank Shades.
Morning.
Morning.
I was told to make this quick, so I got about 45 seconds. EMS vehicle conversions, I've laid a pack in front of each of you. Bids were opened yesterday morning, April 24th.